everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, in about 15 minutes, we'll give you a shot at some money with another keyword to be revealed here on KFI. So just follow the directions and you might win. Oh, the legacy of the former mayor of LA, Eric Garcetti, featured in a prime story in the El Segundo Times, who sent the reporter to India to tell us that this ambassador is reinventing himself in another country. The legacy, of course, includes crime, homelessness, trash, and now a $1.8 million payout over a lawsuit brought by an LAPD officer who said he was sexually harassed by a top aide to Garcetti. That aide's name, Rick Jacobs. We've been following this story for years. The lawsuit was brought in 2020 by this man named Matthew Garza. He was on the Garcetti security detail and said Rick Jacobs inappropriately hugged him, touched him, made crude sexual comments over several years. This was backed up by other city employees who said this is what Rick Jacobs does. He can forcibly kiss you. There's a picture of him with his hand over another male's crotch while Garcetti is sitting there giving the thumbs up in the picture. Anyway, apparently the LA city attorney said, hey, you might want to settle this because if it goes to trial, he could get a lot more money than...
Because the evidence was overwhelming, and it went on for a long time. Somehow, this loser Garcetti cost taxpayers almost $2 million while he's 8,000 miles away in India.
Yeah.
What a trick, huh?
Let's bring on Daniel Gus, the Gus Report on social media, who was following this story this morning and give us some more detail.
Daniel.
Oh, guys, it never ends. It never ends.
Did this settlement come out of nowhere because there was so many denials, so many claims they were never going to settle?
They got their own outside report that said, oh, they did not sexually harass people. They paid money for some woman to do an investigative report on them.
They insisted.
Didn't they have a good defense here?
If they insisted this never happened. So I guess it did happen.
Well, the photo speaks for itself. And to answer your first question, John, no, it did not come out of nowhere. I'm looking right now at a memo from the city attorney's office dated September 7th, so 2 months ago, and all of the honchos are there, including a Detective 3 from the LAPD, who I busted about 5 years ago, literally falsifying sworn records in a court document, named Brian Hun. And they were all talking about it. Dave Michelson, who's chief counsel to Karen Bass, Ruth Kwan, his right hand, and all of the players. But let me correct something. This didn't cost the city taxpayers nearly $2 million. It probably cost us, if you calculate time, outside counsel, all these quacks who put this Matthew Garza under scrutiny for God knows how many years, it probably costs $3 million. Or $4 million. $1.8 million is just the payment that is likely to go to Garza and his attorney, who deserve every dollar of it. But it's way more expensive than $1.8 million. And this is not out of nowhere. This has been in the works for months, as evidenced by the new city attorney who took over for the porn mustache city attorney, Mike Feuer, when this happened, that they knew that they were going to get screwed big time for upwards of $5 million. So they played it out as long as they could to harm and make Matthew Garza pay for this by keeping his life and his name in limbo for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, until Garcetti's safely away in India.
And only thanks to mommy and daddy hiring, Papa Garcetti and Suki Roth hiring a lobbyist. How freaking embarrassing is that when you're an aide or a confidant of the incumbent president and your mom and dad hire a lobbyist? This guy has been living a lie since he grew up in Encino, supposedly playing in Encino Little League, by the way, around the corner from which they found up a chopped up body today. How ironic is that? Garcetti's been living a lie for 50 years. This is just one chapter that actually got exposed.
What is the fascination that the LA Times has with Garcetti? Because I'm sure you saw the latest tongue bath that they published a few days ago.
Yeah.
About him reinventing himself in Italy. They even sent a reporter all the way to New Delhi. It's like, I don't understand. I mean, he's weak. He's spineless. He's silly. What is the fascination that newspaper, the editors, the editorial people, the writers have with him? Why is he so important to them?
You know what? In my opinion, because I'm not inside the LA Times, but in my opinion, this is the last grasp of straws for the LA Times. Because if they don't have their, albeit biased and thoroughly biased coverage of politics and social issues, there's nothing left. You need the Times, which basically doesn't have a sports section anymore. You can get the national stories from Washington Post or Fox News or the New York Times. After local politics, there's really nothing else. And if they can't get an interview with the Garcettis and the Basses locking arms and all of the corruption at Seattle, there's really nothing left to the Times. So they are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. They either toe the line for local politicians, who are all basically the same flavor of ice cream, or they have nothing else, and they have little enough left as it is, as far as I can see it.
How many times did Garcetti deny that he knew anything about what Rick Jacobs was doing to these employees around him? I mean, trying to be confirmed by the Senate was a couple of times, right? And the deposition for this case?
Oh, God, it was hundreds of times, whether it was Senator Charles Grassley or other members of Congress, to the media, his mouthpieces across social media. He has never acknowledged this. He has denied it all along. But the photo speaks for itself. He's grinning 2 feet from his face, if that much. And Jacobs is grabbing here. Oh, and I suppose Naomi Seligman, who was in his inner circle in City Hall, was she lying about it also? Were the other people lying about it? So he lied just because you never get anything by telling the truth in his universe.
He lied under oath several times.
And the truth is, Garcetti's the only one that could have stopped somebody powerful like Rick Jacobs from constantly doing this, but he chose not to.
Right, because this lawsuit was really about Garcetti. Because you hire enough people, you're going to get a weirdo, right? You're going to get somebody who does twisted, inappropriate things, right? There's a lot of people with sexual issues. So Rick Jacobs was that guy. It was Garcetti protecting him, enabling him, giggling at him all these years, and eventually costing the taxpayers millions of dollars. Garcetti is the bad guy in this story because he could have dealt with Jacobs the first time he heard about this.
Right, and let's zero in on the word giggling, because generally speaking, men of 50 or older don't giggle. We laugh, we have a hearty, you know, a hearty guffaw, but we don't giggle. And I focus on that word because there has always been something very uncomfortable surrounding either the factual or the common belief about Garcetti's own sexual orientation, which I don't know what it is. I have my views, but there's always been something uncomfortable about Garcetti's representation, about his wife, about their relationship, about his whole persona, and there's always been a kind of an ick factor about him and who he really is. And that comes from growing up in a local political bubble, from going to Harvard Westlake, where you are basically insulated in wealth, in suburban wealth and privilege, as he has been since he was a kid growing up in Encino, right up into and including the time when his mom and dad bailed him out. There's something not right about the whole Garcetti picture. He's entitled to keep his personal life private. But there was something that I have always felt that he found kind of, to quote Joe, whoever said it, a thrill up his leg about some sort of titillating thing going on in his presence. That's my perception. I could be completely wrong, but I suspect I'm not.
All right, Daniel Gus, thanks for joining us today. Daniel Gus, the Gus Report.
I'll be here. Thank you.
All right. And, of course, this is about the settlement monies, which Daniel thinks is going to approach $3 million in the whole case of the police officer that says he was sexually harassed by a top aide to Garcetti. He's getting $1.8 million, but they spent a lot of other money on the whole ordeal going over the last several years. All right, when we return, your chance to win money. That's right. The keyword will be revealed. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
A couple of other notes about the Los Angeles City Council. We just talked about they voted 13-0 to give an LAPD officer almost $2 million for being sexually harassed by a top aide to Garcetti. What is the first thing you think about doing after you've been pulled over for drunk driving? Well, Assemblywoman Wendy Carrillo did formally announce on Monday she is a candidate for the Los Angeles City Council seat occupied by Kevin DeLeon. Yeah, I'm not going to let that bother me.
You know what? She's such a joke, not just because, she was caught drunk driving, right? But when she got out of the car, she tried to tell the cops it was because I sneezed.
Yeah, she sneezed and lost control.
I sneezed.
That happened to you?
No.
I've never a really heavy sneeze where your arms just go, what? No.
I've never heard of that. I have
she
never
have
heard
driving. Yeah.
And the thing is, her blood alcohol content was double at least the legal limit. Double.
Yeah.
So you've had that many drinks, and you tell the cop, "I sneezed," and a couple of days later, "I want to be on city council." Well, of course you do, right? Of course you do.
Yeah, I read one article that says probably a lot of people aren't even aware of the story. I mean, it got some local coverage.
That's probably true. That's how these people survive, is because no one's paying attention.
Exactly.
So you just gin up, union support, for example, right? You get the union goons to come out and vote for you, and you have enough to win on, even if it's just a few thousand votes.
Yeah, and I guess they also got a hold of a video taken by a witness of her field sobriety test, and she couldn't, she looks like she couldn't keep her balance.
Not go well. It's 1:30 in the morning. She wipes out a bunch of cars, has double the legal limit, and she's trying to claim it's a sneeze. That is one for the Hall of Fame.
Now, concerning the Los Angeles City Council past, there was once a woman who just a little over a year ago was a big deal. She was the city council president. Who remembers Nuri Martinez? Well, then we got that leaked audio of Nuri Martinez and Kevin DeLeon and Gil Cedillo and a labor leader talking trash about black people, about Mike Bonin.
Oaxacans.
Right?
So the Oaxacans. The Oaxacans got taken out? Wow.
The Oaxacans got taken out. So she said the worst of it, clearly, if you heard the tape. So she did resign. But what do you do a year later? Well, Los Angeles Magazine is reporting that she has fled the state, that she has now got a home in Arizona and supposedly is declaring herself a Republican. So just like Garcetti, the story was, going to India to reinvent himself, how about this for a move? If you've decided that what I am is a politician, but I am ruined in Los Angeles, in fact, I might be ruined in California, it's not a bad idea, right?
You go to Arizona where there might be an audience for your views.
You just never know.
People in Arizona heard the tape and go, what? What's the big deal? They're so sensitive.
First Latina to become council president. So she had quite an achievement behind her. Everything was going her way. And all that tape, sir.
She thinks she can sell this stuff to Republicans in Arizona. I guess there's some logic to that, huh?
So the report is that she and her husband, Gary Guzman, have set up camp in Arizona. Now, as a response that Channel 5 printed, that Nuri Martinez denies this. The usual, I'm a lifelong resident of the San Fernando Valley, and I still live in Sun Valley with my family. I have no plans of relocating, and I'm still staunch Valley Democrat. What? Okay, so where did this come from? This supposedly was a pretty good source that told them this.
Is this like some kind of prank that someone pulled and the LA Magazine fell for it?
That doesn't make sense that somebody this disgraced would just leave the state.
Right. Does she have two homes now? And, you know, she hasn't officially moved yet, but let's say she, like a lot of people these days, she's transitioning.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it says here, as of this morning, LA Magazine is standing by its reporting.
Yeah.
There have been repeated attempts to reach Nuri Martinez from them, and they were unsuccessful.
I mean, you know, I'm sure she would want to lie about this, right?
If this was her plan.
Right, exactly. This might have been...
Because it's still in process.
And... Yeah, released too early, right? She probably... Yeah, but she's got to do, you know, sneak to Arizona and then just do a whole name change.
Like the media in Arizona won't pick up the story if she runs for office, that this is who she was in L.A.
And she changes her name and takes her husband's name.
I didn't say she's changing her name. Well, her gender, too?
Whatever you have
Nick
to do.
Nick Martinez?
You know, it's just about getting the power. Well, take her husband's name. Did you say her husband's name was Guzman?
Guzman, yeah.
Yeah. Nuri Guzman.
Oh, she could go with his last name.
Republican. Yeah. You know, dye your hair blonde, lose some weight. Who's going to know?
You've got a pretty good
you know what? Because I
track on these ideas.
Well, I'll tell you, because one of those things I've always thought about, and I don't know why. I wouldn't call this a fantasy. It's just, I don't know, a game I play with myself. It's like, what would I do if I wanted to completely disappear. And take on a new identity? Like, how far would you have to go to pull it off? And it's really hard now. I used to think about this a long time ago, like when I was a kid. But now it's nearly impossible because you're tracked by everything. Everything is electronic, right?
Social media.
Sure.
Right?
You can't, unless you want to carry around thousands of dollars of cash on you, they're going to pick up your trail very quickly.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
I was just fascinated by like mob guys who get put in the witness protection program and they set up a life.
Work?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was just the coolest thing. I'll disappear one day. You'll see. I'll end up being a woman or something. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour news.
And a vegan.
Ooh, I love it.
A vegan woman.
A trifecta.
Yeah, I'm going to become Deborah Mark one day.
Oh, God.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You could listen to what you missed. If you missed the last half hour, we had Daniel Gus on from the Gus Report talking about how Eric Garcetti from India cost us millions of dollars because the city of L.A. finally settled with that cop, Matthew Garza, who said that Garcetti's top lieutenant, Rick Jacobs, was sexually fondling
him. Tormenting him, yeah.
Harassing him, and Eric would sit in the back seat and just politely giggle. Hee, hee, hee. Look at that.
Okay, you could also use the app to connect to the Moist line. We'll be playing those calls in 2 days during this hour. Or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, who's excited for tonight's Republican presidential debate? Anybody? No?
I forgot there was one until just a few hours ago.
I know. It's in Miami. It's NBC. And that it's got Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott are the five. The three that got knocked out, well, Pence quit. And the other two, that Dagon Burgum, did not qualify.
Oh, the governor of North Dakota.
Yeah, he didn't qualify for the debate. So
you have to get a certain number of donors. And
your friend Asa Hutchinson, the other one.
That jackass. He's still running, too. Last time. He won't quit.
Oh, yeah. Just because they didn't meet the benchmark doesn't mean they're going to quit.
But he's like a Garcetti guy. He's zero.
Well, today, too, Trump news is dominating. Trump is doing a rally in Florida. I'm looking at a story that the Minnesota State Supreme Court just ruled that his name can appear on the 2024 primary ballot. In case you don't know, a couple of states are contesting this because he's indicted. They think there could be reason to keep him off the ballot. I think Colorado's another place where they're arguing this.
I think it's the 14th Amendment. No. And it was after the Civil War. And that people who were involved in the Civil War, they didn't want to be elected to office.
Right.
They had committed insurrection against the nation.
Insurrection.
There are no insurrection charges against Trump.
The case revolves around an insurrection. So one of the cases does, but there's no charges.
Yeah. Against insurrection them. Is a very specific word. And what this was a rally that got out of hand and became a riot, but it wasn't really organized overthrow of the government.
Right.
So it's just nonsense.
And then, of course, Ivanka Trump testified in New York in the fraud case against the family business. That got a lot of attention this morning. So it's like Trump news all over the place. And these five buffoons are going to debate. I mean, this has never happened. All the years I've followed presidential elections, I can't imagine that there's a debate between complete irrelevance. Right now, that's the case. That could change. Not admitting that.
Well, that's
still got a year to go before people vote. But
they're hanging in case the weight
explodes,
of
right.
With the weight of the convictions sinks him. And
I can tell you this: I don't care what happens with the court cases, he will not quit. He will not.
No.
So, even if he's jailed, we learned that he can still run and
yes.
be president.
Okay, but does he?
So
get,
I don't think there's no end to this.
Right. Does he get majority support across the nation?
Now, that's the only thing left is whether or not Republican voters decide to go elsewhere. So far, they're not.
Right.
Leading the field by an average of 50 points.
No, this is a Hail Mary thing. I think here's what would have
I
to happen.
I keep reading that like Nikki Haley's surging. Oh, she moved from 3% to 6%. She's surging.
Because they have nothing to write about.
She doubled her support.
They got to fill the space every day, so they got to make stuff up. So what would have to happen is he gets convicted.
Yeah.
And then the conviction knocks off, let's say, 10 points his national total.
Right?
Suddenly he's like 8 points behind Biden. And at the convention, you know, they could call an audible and say, look, we all love you, Trump, but you're going to get creamed and we want to win the presidency.
Oh, then his supporters will mob the stage and tear everybody apart.
Yeah. How entertaining would that be?
They're going to be at that convention. If they hear that, that's it.
I know. Well, it's but if you're like DeSantis,
here comes the pitchforks.
Why not hang around in the hallway just in case, right?
And the torches.
Yeah.
They'll be chasing poor Pence again. Maybe he's involved. He'll be running.
Yes.
On the other side of this, another development. House Republicans are not giving up into their impeachment inquiry. And today they issued subpoenas to a couple of Bidens, Hunter and James Biden. I guess to ask about the family business. Is that what it's about? Do you see that story the other day about a check that made its way?
Jim Biden sent Joe Biden a check from some deal that worked out with China.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be. But they could just say, oh, it's just a family loan. He's repaying
no.
a family loan.
Actually, they have a pretty good, I got a list here. Let me see if I can boil this down. All right, here's a list of some of the evidence they have or some of the stuff.
The circumstantial stuff.
That points to trouble. National Archives say they found 82,000 pages of emails that Biden sent or received on three private pseudonym accounts. Three fake names he had.
But I saw an explanation for that. Anybody that famous doesn't want to be spammed to death, so they often do use other names when they correspond.
Good cover story.
Yeah, I liked it.
House Oversight Committee released a statement that Biden got $40,000 in laundered China money from the bank of his brother and sister-in-law in the form of a personal check. They reported that Hunter Biden got a $250,000 loan from a Chinese businessman using the address of Joe Biden's Delaware home.
Hmm.
After the money was received, Biden wrote a college admission letter of recommendation for the businessman's daughter. Chuck Grassley released an FBI record, a Ukrainian energy executive's allegation that Biden and his son were paid $5 million each while Biden was serving as vice president. This is according to the Ukrainian energy executive. Then Biden's brother, James, received two loans, $600,000 from AmeriCorps Health. On the day the second loan hit the bank account, James Biden sent a check for the same amount, $200,000, as a, quote, loan reimbursement. And so they had these little cover stories, you know, written on the check. So loan reimbursement. But,
right.
You know, you don't have to believe that.
But that's why they're circumstantial. We need the smoking gun. We need somebody that paid off the Bidens to come forward and say that's what this was about. Just checks.
How much circumstantial evidence do you need?
Oh, I'm convinced.
Oh, right,
I'm
right,
saying,
right.
You know.
So again, but that's what I'm talking about, like with Trump.
The way this country's so divided, to get any of those people to come over.
But
you're going to have something really, really concrete.
If it's an election that, you know, the last two elections are basically like, you know, 48-47, right?
Yeah. It's, oh, you're saying this could just push it a little
the
bit.
The few percent in the middle, how would they react to a Trump conviction or enough Biden circumstantial indictment? Evidence that, you know, Biden is a crook?
Takes bribes.
Yeah. You know, at some point, the weight of it all. It has to be, although I do think Biden.
This is why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is surging in the polls, because people are looking for any alternative at all.
You know what the most shocking number? So the Times had that, the six swing states that they polled, and Trump was ahead of Biden. But in those six states, if you make it a three-way race, Robert Kennedy gets 24% of the vote. And among independents, he's in the lead.
And that's where one consultant I read said, it's just because people are looking for anybody else.
Okay.
They can't stand Biden and Trump so much. I don't care who you are, what your name is.
It doesn't matter why. What if that's...
Vaccine schmaxines. Just get in there. You're somebody else. All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio.
Schmaxine?
Schmaxine vaccine.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Just a quick update before we get to another crime story, but this is one we covered what happened on October 24th. In fact, John Cobalt got on the news on this story. Remember the guy that was driving his car, his Alfa Romeo, on the 10 freeway near downtown Los Angeles, and he got hit from behind by a black Dodge Caravan. So they pulled over to the side, and four guys in black ski masks get out of the caravan, and they robbed the driver of the Alfa Romeo. And everybody wondered, wow, is this going to be a new trend? I mean, they used to do the insurance fraud thing. They'd bump your car and then try to hit you up for insurance money. But actually physically robbing you when you pull over after an accident, that's where you declared, I'm just going to go right home, or I'm going to go to the police. I'm not going to hang around.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, I had a hunch about this one. It turns out the guy that was driving the Alfa Romeo, a jewelry dealer from Hong Kong. So what do you think they were after?
A bag of jewels? A bag of money?
Doesn't say what they got. They have not caught these guys, by the way.
I think they took something out of the front seat, and a bystander took video.
Yes.
And the conversation was, you got it? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm saying they targeted this guy.
Yeah, probably followed him from a downtown jewelry store.
He was a jewelry dealer visiting from Hong Kong, left the U.S. the day after he was robbed. I guess he's not going to stick around.
We're not going to see him again.
You wonder about, yeah, you're right. And you wonder about his dealings in the jewelry dealership that he's just like, I got robbed, but I'm leaving. Did they arrest the guys? Did they recover my stuff? I'm staying until I find.
No, he's in Hong Kong. He's not coming back.
Now, this story, three people have been arrested on charges of operating a high-end brothel network in Massachusetts and Virginia, with a clientele that included elected officials, military officers, and government contractors with security clearances. Well, who are they? This was announced by the acting U.S. attorney from Massachusetts. And one of the reasons we're bringing up this story is that one of the three people that's been arrested is from Torrance.
James Lee.
James Lee.
Age 68. Anybody know him?
Han Lee and Jummy Young Lee also were arrested, and they're from Massachusetts. So
is his three brothers?
That's what I'm guessing. Well, no. 41, 68, and 30.
Family, then.
Some kind of family. This might be an uncle. Or
dad and two sons.
Or it could be the father, right? And they went to Massachusetts to start a
brothel
business.
Young Lee.
Yeah, it's June. Well, no, actually, it's June Myung. It's J-U-N-M-Y. Yeah.
So they
believe they're Korean from these names.
They were sex traffickers.
Yeah. Conspiracy to coerce and entice to travel to engage in illegal sexual activity. They transported women and advertised them online for pre-approved clients to choose from several websites and ran the brothels out of the apartments that they rented.
Listen to the clientele. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, elected officials.
Yeah, I want to know who they are.
High-tech companies, pharmaceutical companies, executives, military officers, government contractors, professors, scientists.
Is that like, what was that former Spitzer, the governor of New York? Didn't he go high end with some sort of service?
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of money. So that's why all these trips, these junkets, these conferences, that's what it's about.
Customers are not named in the affidavit. because the investigation into their involvement is active and ongoing.
They never release the names. Every once in a while, there's a story about the new hot madam. They have the black book. They have the names. Never gets released. Still waiting on the...
What was that lady's name that had all the... She was going to reveal all the names of that years ago? It was some high-end madam.
Yeah. E-Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss was one of them? Fleiss, yeah.
Right. Well, she was one of the high-end hookers. But there was someone behind the whole thing. I think that Heidi Fleiss worked for her. I can't remember.
And then we still haven't heard about Epstein's... celebrity clientele either.
Story that'll never end, right?
Conway's here.
Hey now. We have 73,000 SoCal Edison customers. Possible power shut off because of the high winds. We're there again, where everybody loses power because they can't control. For some reason, every other state has their electrical system down. Yeah. And we can't do it here.
No. A little wind and we're done.
Got to put the wires underground.
Right. Yeah, and they should have done it years ago.
100 years ago. Yeah.
100.
Just dig a hole.
It's easy to do. I could do it. Then we have a rare earthquake in Texas. 5.2. That's not a small earthquake.
No.
In Texas, West Texas. And then a woman's body was found in Encino, which is pretty rare, in a dumpster in Encino, right off Rubio and Ventura. So crime is everywhere. Crazies are everywhere. Did you see a guy last night going 130 miles on the freeway with a motorcycle?
No.
Highway patrol guy comes up and basically shoves him off his motorcycle.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was great. That was it was the chase last night. I think it was like around 8:30, 9:30. 130 miles an hour on the freeway.
Wow.
And
wide open.
What,
I guess.
What freeway is that wide open?
At 9 o'clock, you'd be surprised.
You can find it.
7:10. I think.
Try that on the 101 about now.
Yeah, no, you can't do it. That's why these night birds come out later on, these night owls. And then credit card debt, we're topping $1 trillion for the first time ever. Credit card debt.
People can't stop buying.
Economic collapse coming.
They're consumers.
All right. Conway's
Dig dog with you guys.
Yeah,
dig
we
dog.
We got you going.
Grozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.